Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Got a nice series coming up about highlighting some agents. Let's go ahead and get right into it.
Yes, Blake. We just completed our 2023-24 programming year, which means that each agent spent some time reflecting on their work over the past year. And as a reminder, we work with our program development committees, who are residents in our district, to really identify the needs and issues for our producers, our communities, businesses, family, and youth. And then we use what we call program development team, which is actually statewide teams. Our program development teams develop action plans. And so then we develop action plans for the coming year. So our local extension programming is a deliberate, continuing sequence of planned events and activities and strategies focused on a common outcome. So our program participants gain knowledge, they acquire skills, help them make decisions, change behaviors, and to improve their lives and their livelihoods. So we are very blessed in the Frontier District to have a team of specialized faculty and staff who are really dedicated and passionate about helping individuals, families, and communities. So as director, I want to take this time and take this opportunity to really brag about the incredible work that our team is doing. I'm going to start out with our Family Consumer Sciences agents, Janae McNally and Chelsea Richmond. Of course, Janae is our Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management agent. So she really provides programming for older adults. And a couple of the programs that she presented this past year was one on assistive technology. And assistive technology really helps individuals to age in place. Another one is a matter of balance. And it really is designed to reduce the fear of falling and improve activity among older adults. And so both of these programs really help older adults live independently, age in place, live in their homes longer. Of those who participated in the assistive technology program, 93% of them said they learned something new or found a tool, because these are actually tools that will help them with their everyday life. And then all the participants said they felt most items would be cost effective in some circumstances and fairly easy to get and use in their homes. And 86% of the participants reported that they intended to purchase at least one of them. Now, for the matter of balance classes, 75% of those in attendance reported the materials presented were useful and informative, and then over half of them reported that as a result of participating in the class, they feel more comfortable talking with others about their fears of falling and now have a plan to make changes in their home environment to prevent those falls from happening. One participant shared that because of this class, they now have less fear of falling because now they know better ways to prevent falls or cope with life after a fall. And to highlight some of the work that Chelsea is doing, of course, Chelsea is our Nutrition, Food Safety, and Health agent, and she manages the SNAP Ed program, which is a Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for the district. We have two full-time nutrition educators in our district, and so our nutrition education program really consists of classes, demonstrations, tastings, hand-washing activities, all that for limited resource audiences. So over the course of this past year, the nutrition program provided programming to 115 adults, and they participated in classes at food pantries, senior centers, low-income housing sites, and programs for young adults with development disabilities. And then approximately 315 youth participated in programs at local schools, after-school programs, and summer programs. And so these participants reported that they are exercising more. They are doing balance and stretching activities on a regular basis. They're eating more protein throughout the day. They're trying some new foods. They're becoming more confident in the kitchen, so they're developing those skills about food preparation. And then the youth reported that they're making an effort to eat more foods from My Plate, so all the food groups. They're trying new foods as well. They're following food safety rules, reading the nutrition facts labels, and you know, eating healthier in general. And then just one last program I want to highlight is that Janae and Chelsea work together on a program called Stay Strong, Stay Healthy. And this really, again, is working with older adults to build strength, flexibility, and mobility. And again, participants are reporting being more active. They get out of their house more. They report having better upper body strength. It helps them to keep them moving. They feel like their balance is better and their strength has improved. They also mentioned that the social interaction that class provides. It helps them to climb stairs easier and not holding on to the railing. Their energy levels increased, and they're able to accomplish more around the house as well. So again, these are programs that are happening across our Frontier District in the course of a year, and of course in many others, but just some of the highlights that I wanted to share from our Family and Consumer Sciences programming.
That's always good to highlight people doing good work.
Yes.
It's important as the leader to give the recognition.
Yes.
Well, tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mariners Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.